The rise of the cardboard people, this time on Culture File. The recent Met Gala and its sometimes unbelievable costumes brought Jennifer Walsh back to her childhood of user-generated design practices involving cut-out cardboard people. And while technology has evolved since then, fashion fantasy thrives, as we hear now in Jennifer Walsh's latest Things Know Things.
When I was a child, I liked to play a game I called Fashion Model Show. I would take a piece of cardboard and draw a silhouette of a person on it, then cut it out. I'd then trace that silhouette onto multiple pieces of paper and draw fashion outfits on the traced silhouettes, adding little tabs where possible so that when I cut these outfits out, I could try and attach them to the cardboard person. The outfits I drew were often incredibly elaborate and overspilled the boundaries of the silhouettes and, possibly, taste, but I didn't mind. The fashion was the important thing. I thought of Fashion Model Show recently as I looked at the range of outfits worn by celebrities at the Met Gala. For those unfamiliar with the phenomenon, the Met Gala is an annual event held in New York, a benefit for the Costume Institute of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. It's an opportunity for celebrities to showcase their most extravagant, avant-garde, forward-looking taste in fashion. Each gala has a theme. This year's was The Garden of Time, taken from the title of a short story by dystopian sci-fi author J.G. Ballard. There were a lot of florals. Picture Zendaya wearing a gorgeous Alexander McQueen hat, which looked like she was hit over the head by a bunch of flowers still wrapped in paper. Lana Del Rey, also in McQueen, in a dress festooned with dried brambles. Anna Wintour in a black coat, richly embroidered with red and yellow blooms. The looks that really caught my eye, though, went a few steps beyond. Katy Perry in a princess dress that transformed the floor around her into an English country garden in bloom, with rich layers of moss-covered fabric cascading around her feet, wildflowers growing delicately up from the folds. Rihanna in a sculptural dress the size and shape of a tree, a silken ruff over a meter in diameter extending around and over her head, featuring hand-painted foliage and birds in the style of 19th century botanical illustrations. The issue, though, is that these looks weren't actually real. Neither Katy Perry or Rihanna attended the Met Gala this year. The images of them were generated with AI, then posted on social media platforms by users very happy to use any means necessary to push more traffic to their profiles. And make no mistake, these images spread very widely. One image of Katy Perry was viewed over 10 million times. Fans seemed to be split. For some, this was simply a fun extension of the Met Gala cinematic universe. After all, how real is a real photo of a celebrity anyway? There is artifice involved at every level, so why not allow the fans to get involved? For others, though, this seemed to have crossed a line, with publications like Teen Vogue complaining that the use of AI took the fun out of the gala and demanding, "Where is the decency? Where is the respect?" What's curious about these images is that they seem to be a new type of deepfake. The fun seems pretty harmless. These images are not sexually explicit. They're very flattering. The fashion is imaginative and eye-catching. If Perry and Rihanna had worn looks like that on the actual red carpet, it would have bolstered their brands even further. In fact, their brands were very much bolstered without them needing to even turn up to the gala. This seems very much related to my childhood game of Fashion Model Show, except the people are real rather than cardboard, the whole thing is enabled by AI, and everything is monetized. I can see the potential for a future full of fresh and playful AI-powered reimaginings of the Met Gala and other red carpet events. I can imagine communities developing around AI fashion. Fans running shadow versions of balls or fashion weeks, perhaps making visible the people who have been historically excluded from these events. But I also wonder, if this just means celebrities are also now cardboard people that we work for.
Jennifer Walsh there, like many creators, not at the Met Gala. And for all of Jennifer's pieces, and indeed all of everyone's pieces, you can, nay, should follow Culturefile on your favourite podcast platform.